this Friday morning.
Scott, how about yourself?
Pat, I guess, as long as the deer stay on the side of the road. Name here's Andrew, Scott.
Those deer, they have a nasty habit of walking out in front and getting in the way.
On the interstate at 75 miles an hour, it gets pretty nasty quick. As long as they stay over there in the grass and eat, I'll be fine this morning. I'm already seen two or three. Morning cruise at
Kentucky. I know that. He was going to visit some family or something.
I remember him mentioning something about going up there and seeing the grandbabies.
I don't know.
I only get certain days to get on the radio when I'm driving the truck.
I'm here most mornings, but when I travel, though, it's tougher.
I don't drive my truck too often. I leave it sitting in the driveway, and I usually drive the wife's car since it's a lease car from work. So I don't have a radio in it yet. I keep talking about putting my radio back in it, but it's just not the same as this. But being able to pick up a microphone, I got to use HT and. It hooks a little VTEC amp, so it works good, but it's just a pain in the butt to work with.
You saying that?
For the cool weekend we're going to have?
Down to the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, but I don't know. Still trying to decide about that.
One time, I think Patrick said it was a pretty good one. And still, just being down there at Stone Mountain would be pretty neat. Might be able to do two things at one time. But, yeah, I thought about going down there, but I don't know. I think I might try to get in the woods this weekend if my dad wants to go hunting or not. So hopefully we can sneak in now that it's not raining, and hopefully the wind won't be too bad.
Hopefully not. I just put up a big old, I don't know. We'll see if I can get away with it in the HOA, but I stuck up a 25-foot vertical antenna in the backyard. It's just a straight vertical antenna with no radials or anything like that. But can't see it from the front yard, so from the front of the house. So I'm hoping I can get away with it in the HOA. So we'll see what happens.
Try, right? I know I've always. There's some really neat plans out there for these flagpole antennas that you can build. Some of them where they kind of encase the antenna in like a PVC or something like that and put a flag at the top of it. But there's some other, there used to be some companies you could buy from, but I don't know, the reviews were kind of iffy.
Well, this one, I had a pole, a 10-foot pole in the backyard that I had a bird feeder on. And I mounted this antenna to the top of that pole, and so it sticks up in the air probably, I don't know, 35 feet total when it's at its maximum height. And you can't see it from the front of the house, so at least not with the trees and stuff that are around. So we'll see what happens. If I get away with it or not.
How long they it takes them to find that? Maybe you can just hang one of those gourds from it for I can't remember the name of the blue marlins. Maybe they'll just buy that.
I don't know. It's thin near the top, so maybe they won't notice.
Like I said, you don't know till you try. So, I mean, you see how long you get away with it. That's all that matters.
They'll attach this ARRL bill to the side of the budget bill or something, and you know it'll get passed, and everything will be all right in the end.
Nice. I know they've been talking about that for a while, trying to pass the one where you HOAs can't really do a lot about antenna.
Nice.
If they end up seeing your vertical, you could always try like an in-bed half wave there. I mean, the copper wire is so hard to see. They would have a hard time trying to find it. birds that try to perch on my wire that's running across the yard, but it's so thin they can't grab a hold of it, so they got to sit there and flap for a little bit until they change their mind. Yeah, but some of them get brave enough to try it, which, you know, I'm not. If I'm sitting on the back porch, I'm not transmitting, because I doubt it would burn their feet, because I don't run 100 watts all the time. Most time it's around 20 to 30, and you'll see every once in a while they'll jump on it. They just can't hang on because it's so thin and small.
I started out with an infed that I've got running out there, but it's got a bend in it, and it didn't work too well for me so far. When I put this vertical in, I disconnected that. I've got to run another wire through the attic out there to hook it back up, which I'm going to try and do maybe this weekend. But, I don't know. I need more wires.
When you're trying to put up antennas and having enough coax. So have you tested your vertical out? How's it work?
So far, I was playing with it last night. Put it up last night and playing with it last night. It's working really, really well. I was talking to some people on 40 meters up and down the Appalachians.
Well, this is working. I used to like to get on WSJTX and do a little bit of FT8, or at least send a CQ call. That way it'll show up on the PSK Reporter website. You can kind of see how you're getting out. I always enjoy doing that. I hadn't done it a lot lately. I've kind of taken a little bit of a break from HF, but I finally turned the radio on at least a little bit last night and listened to the South Carolina single sideband net. I don't remember the exact time. They usually change it because, you know, 80 meters starts going long at night. And so what they do is they move the time of it. It's either between six and seven. I don't really know. You'd have to search for the website, and they'll usually have the times that they start the net. But it's on 3:39:15, I think it is, off the top of my head. I just turned it on last night, and I was listening to them for a little bit, and they check in. Check in every once in a while, but you know, they'll take traffic and everything else and try to get it moved around, get it to its destination, and you know, it's really neat to listen to. But I also use that. I've checked in. I keep my camper down at Myrtle Beach, and I'll go down there every once in a while, try to check in. It's a little tougher down there.
Yeah. This is Nifty. Yeah, I'm gonna try that.
Test out your 80 meter capability and make sure it's working fine. I mean, I think they do it every single night, no matter what. It's usually quick though, so you know, depending on how many check ins they have, sometimes it won't run very long. It's usually not like the net on the 610. So, well, Scott, I can get off of my exit to go to work, so I'm gonna go ahead and say 7-3. It's been good talking to you. Appreciate you keeping me company on my way to work, but it'll be time for me to sign off. So you have a good one, and hopefully we'll holler at you another morning. KO4CF, and I will be clear on your findings. 7-3.
You have a good day. 73 to you. Into SWJ. Clear.